Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:47 here on Ash Wednesday. Three big things.
Three.
Storm brings rain and snow to Kansas with deepest snowfall north central.
Two.
Today is Ash Wednesday. Lent begins today for Christians worldwide.
One.
Democrats turn on Bernie Sanders during presidential debate in Charleston. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing a little bit of heavy traffic on Kellogg, especially eastbound, and this was between Seneca and the Central Business District. Just a couple of spots of heavier traffic out there along Kellogg this morning at this time. Watch for a bit of a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and cool today with a high of 38 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 24. Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 50.
Wow.
Now partly cloudy, 28 degrees, north wind at 16 miles per hour. Hatman Jacks is continuing their store-wide winter sale. Great savings on selected hats and caps for both men and women. Last chance this season for these great deals on winter goods. Stop at Hatman Jacks, 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks. The Dow posted its sharpest two-day point slide on record as the markets closed Tuesday.
Stocks plunged for a second day as the Dow lost more than 800 points on Tuesday. The Dow lower by 879 points, S&P 500 by 98 points, the Nasdaq by 255 points. With Monday's and Tuesday's losses combined, investors saw the biggest two-day point drop ever. For the year, the Nasdaq is break even, the Dow and the S&P 500 are down. Investors showed fear of a global economic slowdown due to the coronavirus outbreak. The heaviest weights on the markets were economically sensitive ones, energy, materials, and industrials. Fear also showed up in the bond market with investors buying U.S. Treasuries. The yield was the lowest on record at 1.31%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Deirdre Bolton, Fox News.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the driver of a Tesla SUV who died in a Silicon Valley crash 2 years ago was playing a video game on his smartphone while his vehicle was being controlled by a partially automated driving system.
God.
Chairman Robert Sumwalt said at the start of a hearing Tuesday that systems like Tesla's autopilot cannot drive themselves, yet he says drivers continue to use them without paying attention. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What is stopping you from saving for retirement? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here. I'm saving. It's just that the 401k is looking bad after yesterday.
Yeah, but you know what? Your next paycheck, you're going to drop more cash in, right?
There you go.
What'd you do? There's a blue light special on aisle five.
Got to feed the monster.
Exactly, exactly. You know, our lifestyle and retirement is up to us. And when I say us, I mean mine's up to me and yours is up to you. Most workers should qualify for some form of Social Security benefits, and some lucky souls may have a company pension. But the bulk of our retirement income, we will need to rely upon whatever we put away for ourselves to grow for future retirement income. If you're not already well along the road to growing your retirement portfolio, what is stopping you from saving and investing? Well, from an article on the Motley Fool site, I found a few roadblocks that may be holding you back, and I tend to agree with this article. First of all, a mortgage payment that's too high. Did you buy beyond a comfortable payment for your income? Or perhaps it looked like you can afford the principal and interest payment, but you didn't factor in taxes, insurance, maintenance, and improvements, and furniture. Break down your income. And if everything associated with the purchase of your house exceeds 30% of your take-home pay, do the math, you may have bitten off more than you can chew. And that may not allow for any retirement investing. Consider downsizing. You got a great car, but it's too expensive. Love that Beamer, baby, but is it worth sacrificing your future for appearances? If your car payment prevents you from funding your retirement, you can't afford it. That's Granddaddy talking to me. Consider the same model, but a couple years old. You can probably save a third and still be the hot shot in the company parking lot. Eating out too much. I know a lot of people who are guilty of this. Some people find it convenient to eat out almost every night. For me, I love to cook. It's just the opposite. The Fool article states that the typical American spends about $3,500 a year on restaurants. Now, if you're above the typical spender, now you may know why you're not putting it away. Now, if you have any questions on this or talking about all this, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
That's a good point. I mean, I'll fess up right now. My wife and I like to eat out. My wife is constantly saying, do you need to eat out again? You know, but I said, okay.
Yeah, but you got it. I hear you talking to other, to Tom Leffler about your ribeyes and all that stuff. You're not doing it excessively. I mean, I know people
who are out
4 or 5 times a week, and then the other days they're eating the leftovers from what they brought home.
Oh, you really? Know? Well, yeah. Portions are big in all the restaurants, so just take some home.
Yeah.
Ted, how about you? Ted, do you like to stay at home and cook for yourself, Ted, or how does it go there?
No.
Ted, when you're cooking, what's your go-to?
He's out at the ballpark eating the free hot dogs.
Free chow,
there.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Ted?
Yeah, right.
Do they do that, by the way?
Journalists are not supposed to take that in, but you're not.
Oh, if you're covering a sport.
You're not a
sport.
I don't mean I'm not putting it down. You're not a journalist.
No,
I mean,
when I go there, I'm an employee, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you should get the food then.
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yes. How are those dogs? Pretty good.
If there's food, I eat it.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there anybody in your interlopers?
Like those cookies you brought in yesterday.
Yeah. You know, I got in trouble at my office.
Really?
Well, because they heard me on the radio talk about how I brought in cookies here and I didn't take any to the office. So I had to go home at noon and bring back a bag of cookies for the office.
By the way, thank you. Those were tasty.
Were
those
tasty?
Oh, my
gosh.
There's one left, but I think three of us.
You can split it into thirds, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
My pleasure. It's fun.
I'm thinking we're going to get some St. Shelley's maybe tomorrow.
Okay. I'll be here for that.
Today is National Tell a Fairy Tale Day.
Tell a fairy what?
Oral histories, fairy tale, legends told by, handed down. You know, and I don't.
Who's promoting this?
What, Goldilocks? I could tell that, I guess, but is that a, but I rely on Disney for my fairy tales. Right?
Yeah, they reinterpret them, then they trademark them.
They did such a great job with bringing these great fairy tales to life. Have you guys got a favorite? Anybody want to volunteer a favorite fairy tale?
Yeah, there's so many
of them. It's taking you back a few years.
But they cushion them. I mean, they make them nice. And, Grimm was pretty grim, and I think that's where the word grim came from.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of those fairy tales, the kids get eaten up by the witch.
Nasty.
Yeah,
That's
Hansel and Gretel. That's a good one.
That's another one where kids were
Hansel
going to be
Gretel.
Consumed
yeah.
by a witch, right?
That's a weird
that
little
is,
trend,
oh,
isn't it?
I know.
Right. So if you're nobody here is into Cinderella or...
I would love to meet Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. How about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which I think is my favorite Disney fairy tale? Anybody there for that?
Yeah, that's a good story.
I'd just like to tell you this. Then, and
once again, there's a gal shacking up with seven men.
Seven
in
men.
The middle
yeah,
of the
yeah,
woods.
That's,
it's
that's
a little,
kinda...
little odd.
All right,
seven kinky men.
I'm just saying.
I can never watch this again.
And they all have their
grandkids.
Own fetish, They're grumpy
yeah.
or they're
grumpy or they're sneezy or something's wrong with each of them. I will confess to you. And I confessed this to my wife about the fourth or fifth time I watched this with my grandkids. I think that the Wicked Queen was hot. I'm sorry.
Okay, but think about this: if you tried to pass off these fairy tales today as kids' stories, you would be hit so hard by the media.
You mean the
you know
the
I
nice
mean,
ones
about,
like
about
Disney,
how
or?
You're corrupting kids and it's you know it's
Listen,
misleading and it's
the
hurting
kids today need something that has a plot and a meaning to it because the crap they watch is just awful.
When's the last Transformer movie you watched or Marvel?
I never have.
I mean, they're great, but you know what? You can't take a breath because there's a truck flying over your head every 2 minutes, I mean, there's something blowing up and it's
wow.
And I appreciate all that CG stuff, but man, oh man, it's you can't breathe.
All right.
I'll take a sip out of my beer,
Take the soapbox and put it back in the closet.
Okay,
somewhere.
I'm sorry.
6:56, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. All the news with Steve and Ted. Democrats turn on Sanders. During debate in Charleston, that story, more news coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.